Hi, everyone. You are listening to Matt and Jimmy on the Trivial Drinks podcast. Even though our podcast uses alcohol, we want to encourage everyone to be safe and responsible. Use ride-sharing devices, taxis, or call a friend, but be safe out there. Now, please enjoy Trivial Drinks.
Welcome back to Trivial Drinks Podcast with Matt and Jimmy. This is a weekly podcast where we explore the wondrous nature of both beer and trivia. Each week, we'll introduce a new beer to our listeners and highlight some of the unique qualities of the beer of choice. As we compete, points are earned through consumption of beer and pieces of the pie acquired. At the end of 1 hour, the player with the most points will win the game. Ladies and gentlemen,
let's broaden our minds.
Hey, how you doing?
I got so excited I forgot to put my microphone
Holy
on.
Holy crap! Talk about unprofessionalism. What are you doing here?
I guess that's my stock and trade right now. I don't.
You spill beer. Don't put your mic on. Come on, we're trying to be a professional podcast.
I think it's because I'm so excited about the beer we're bringing to our listeners this time that I was flummoxed with my anticipation
I'm sorry,
of this
what
wonderful
did you
beer.
Say?
Flummoxed with anticipation?
Flummoxed?
Yeah, it means I couldn't, because I was so excited, I was in such an anticipatory set that I was unable to coordinate my movements. Did you not put yours on?
I didn't put my mic on.
I have not put my mic
on. So that should let you know how excited we are about this beer.
I'm so sorry.
We've foregone our professional duties of putting on our microphones.
Mics are good. I've heard things.
to get into this beer.
Boy, I hope that didn't sound like crap for the beginning.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
You project. So now if it was me, they wouldn't have heard a single thing, and they would have had to turn it up and then turn it back down again. But.
I feel bad. I
can't you project your voice.
I'm a projector.
And you do a great job with that.
I appreciate that. Oh, man. That was, that was, for lack of a better, Bush League right there. That's what that was.
It's okay. It's the Burning Bush League.
The Burning Bush League. Exactly. I got called
Moses up. Moses just got called up.
Oh, that was funny.
But we're back national this week.
We are national. Thank God. Let's move on from our mistakes and mishaps.
And we're moving to
Chicago.
A monster of the Midway.
Chicago.
Yeah, it's Warren.
It's in Illinois. It's Warrenville.
Warrenville. It's about 30 miles outside of Chicago.
Correct.
I mean, I think it's west of west of Oak Park, I think.
I think you're right.
And my knowledge of the Chicago suburbs and the surrounding area is not great. But I did get a vote of confidence on this beer from my friend, Chicago Mike.
Chicago Mike!
Yeah.
I love Chicago Mike. I've never even met him.
He's
I'm a fan.
He is a great man and, a very knowledgeable person as well and fantastic taste in beer.
Beautiful.
Actually, in everything, in music and what. Yeah, he's a.
We're going to have him on the show someday.
Right? We might have to do it from,
Chicago.
Chicago.
Maybe we go live and we have Chicago Mike on with us as our guest.
I would love that.
I like that idea.
Yeah, he was.
Just saying, Mike, I think it's a great idea. You picked the beer choice for that show, though.
That would be wonderful.
I think it's a great
idea.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that. Him and his wife, Stephanie. Stephanie has her own books about she's a chef as well.
That's right.
And so support her as much as you can. You
Absolutely.
Know, definitely we are a fan. I've definitely picked her brain for some recipes in the past, mm-hmm. and very impressed with what they bring.
Absolutely.
Always
make friends with chefs. Why? Because they cook your food.
Yeah.
Just saying.
they do a great job. but we are. Like you said, we're national. We're outside of Illinois, mm-hmm. or we're outside
we're
of Chicago.
In Illinois,
excuse me.
Yep.
And we're going with the Two Brothers Artisan Brewing.
Yes.
With their Pinball Blood Orange Pale Ale.
Yes.
Now we did some research on these people.
I like these guys.
And I love them.
Not only are they from Chicago, and I like them. Or not from Chicago. They're from Illinois, and I like them.
Yeah.
Sorry, my mom's family is all from Chicago.
Beautiful.
So Illinois automatically has a big special place in the heart for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very excited to see, one, a brewery I'd not seen before, because it's New Year's you know. So right. New Year's, new you.
New brew.
There you go. So, I mean, I feel like this was like, oh, let's throw it out there. Let's just see what happens.
Yeah.
You know? Being a blood orange pale ale, automatically I thought to myself, when I have a blood orange, I love blood oranges.
Mm-hmm.
Great flavor. A little bit different flavor than your normal orange.
Yeah. Color.
And honestly, when you rip into that skin, it's going to get that purpley orange color. But then it's this dark purple red meat of the orange.
Yeah.
Amazing. So I'm really excited to see what's inside this.
Pairs can. Great with fish.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well played, sir. I'm impressed.
Well, you know, I have moments.
Well, you know, you're doing a hell of a job. You've had many moments on this show.
But yeah, no, the blood orange is going to add a very complex and different taste to it. But going back to the brewery, Jim and Jason found this. This is actually from their grandfather's dairy farm.
Really?
Yeah. So I guess he owned the dairy farm, and what he used to put like the milk in and everything like that, okay. They turned into fermenters, and they've made this into a brewing company, and you know, done great success. They have this, they have coffees, they have spirits.
They have quite an extensive portfolio.
Yeah the absolutely. Beers alone are impressive, and then yes. You start adding in the different items. But they've been a family-owned business for 20-plus years. Mm-hmm. What really stuck out to me, because you know we believe in this very strongly, was how much they support their local businesses, the hundreds of thousands of dollars they've pushed to charity, Make-A-Wish Foundation, the support of their local roller derby team. You should always support local
Absolutely.
Things.
Absolutely. I support my local roller derby team all the time. You know, the Phoenix. You know what I'm talking about. Exactly.
But no, like, we support our local breweries. They support their local establishments, and I think that's fantastic. That's but great. the conservation piece and the sustainability piece, recycled materials, 100% green water, green renewable electricity, powers all of their breweries and different establishments.
Yep.
Energy efficiency, using the spent grain to send to farms to help feed cattle.
That's pretty cool.
Amazing. And this, they joined the National Resources Defense Council, which emphasized the importance of clean water and brewing and sustainability in that aspect. I mean, that's amazing.
That is pretty awesome.
You know, you got to take care of the planet.
No, absolutely. I mean, honestly, if you don't have a plant to use, then what are you going to make beer on?
Exactly.
You know, because there's a lot of growing that requires you just to actually put together one can of beer.
Exactly.
You know? You know, here's the thing that I'm very excited about this. I mean,
what's
that? And going into this beer itself, it's a blood orange ale, but it's going to, from what we're learning from the website here, a lot of tropical flavors.
Like,
you know,
it.
Some citrus going to be thrown in here. It's kind of, as it says here, because the beer is called Pinball.
Yeah.
So it uses some pinball type
it's going to bounce you around a little bit.
Terminology there, yeah. It's going to bounce you around. It's going to take your taste buds on a flavorful ride. You know, it's got a bumper between. Bumper. And then also it's going to take you on the perfect ride between the rails of hoppy and malty.
I like it.
You like that?
Yeah.
You know, and then, of course, you know me. I love food.
Mm-hmm.
They're already putting pairing here. Pairing with cheeses.
Okay.
Curries.
Mm-hmm.
Burgers.
Love burgers.
So right off the bat, let's get a cheeseburger.
Uh-huh.
Maybe throw like a butter curry sauce across
Ooh.
The top. I mean, I'd eat that in a second.
I'm for it.
Sorry. Yeah. But, I mean, little things like that. I always love it when they pair the food with the different beer options that you can have, because pairing's a big deal nowadays.
It is.
How awesome is it to go and have a bite to eat, but to be able to pair it with a beverage that is just going to, for lack of a word, escalate the amazing flavor you're getting out of that food and that beer.
I love that. I love when I go to an establishment to have something to eat, and it suggests different things that might pair well with it. Sometimes it's not always spot on. Like, I think this would have been better.
It's always lazy when you see wings and Bud Light.
Yeah,
really?
Is Bud Light accentuating anything?
I don't think so. It's not taking it to the next level.
But yeah, like when they have a pairing that highlights some of the flavors there. I do like the blood orange. I'm excited for this. Mostly, because blood oranges are from, well, I know they're from other places, but Spain and Sicily are big pieces of it. And you know, I support the Italian heritage, even though I don't always claim it.
No, I so, you know, so we're on can today.
Yeah.
So
I love the cans.
This can is very simple, in my opinion. It says a lot. It grabs your attention, like we've talked about. Around the back side here, it says Brewers Association Independent Craft.
Awesome.
You know,
They're independently owned. Mm-hmm. You know, been there themselves. Love that. They keep it that way. Lower alcohol content than normal.
It's 4.9. Yeah, that's
not
fine.
Not too bad. But we have bright orange. We have bright red. We have almost kind of what looks like kind of a trippy psychedelic kind of swirly in the middle that's acting as the ball or a pinball with two bumpers on the side. If you're not getting, your eye's not getting caught by this can, boy, what are you looking for?
Right. You're either seeing all in black and white or you have no sense of style whatsoever. Yeah, and I love the levers on there for the pinball.
That's cool, right?
It almost has like a wave, the circle that's in the middle there. It's not actually like a perfect circle almost.
No,
but
it's
almost got like a yin and a yang kind of look to it.
Okay, I was gonna
while riding a wave at the same time. And I think it's clever. And it's bright, and it catches your eye, and I like the different star explosions out of it, of the different colors of, you said, I don't know, it looks the same color to me.
No, I feel it is a variation of oranges and reds on here.
Uh-huh.
The first one I saw, I thought kind of yin and yang also. But it's the wave. That's a great way of putting it. It's kind of got that, you know, gnarly swirl going on there that looks like a wave upside down. Almost, I don't want to say Celtic, but almost in some ways.
And the overlapping stars behind it. I like that too.
That is cool.
It's it definitely catches your eyes.
It's definitely a subtle, but it definitely catches your eyes. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that time, sir?
It is that time.
Let's do this.
To break forth the rhythm and the rhyme. So pop in the top.
Ooh, I love it already.
Good sound.
Oh,
to your health. Smell it?
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's there.
I'm liking it already.
Here we go.
To your health.
To your health. Oh, wow.
That is not at all what I was expecting.
I did not expect that at all.
Wow.
That has a good flavor to it, though.
You know, this is going to sound really weird.
Go ahead.
You know what it reminds me of?
No.
Tequila Sunrise.
The Eagle song? No, is that, or the the rap song?
The actual drink. The actual
with the bloodshot eyes, my hot time flies?
Yeah. No,
the drink?
The drink.
Yeah.
It tastes like tequila and orange juice with a little bit of something sweeter.
A little bit, yeah. Okay.
That's what it's reminding me of.
I get it. I get it. Yeah, it doesn't have so much of a... More like a well-mixed one. Because I think sometimes, especially when people are making drinks with tequila... Now, I'm not a bartender, but... I think there's a fine line, especially with a spirit as strong as that, where you had to blend things and you want the flavor to shine without it being over. Because I think tequila without something else sometimes can taste like, or even if it's not good tequila, like...
It just overpowers whatever it's being paired with.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's one you had to be delicate with, I think.
But, I agree.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just pansy and don't like tequila as much as other people. I don't know.
I love tequila, so I'll be straight up. I mean, that's what I'm getting right off the bat is a little bit of tequila with that citrus note on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what I'm getting. I agree. There are some of those, you know, bartenders that sit there and they don't pour at the same time and mix. You know, they don't have control over one hand. You know, and that is what it is. I mean, it's the industry. Right. Everybody's different. Everybody has a different style of pouring.
Mm-hmm.
No one's better than the other. You know,
right. Yeah, it's definitely a preference thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's totally a preference thing. But, you know, when you're pouring your tequila at the bottom, you know, you got a glass of rocks sitting there. You pour your tequila there. You fill it with the orange juice. You throw a little bit of grenadine across the top. You're serving a tequila sunrise. One, normally consumed in the morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you right now, this beer, it's the afternoon. I have no problem consuming it.
Yeah, no, I'm going to have one.
Right?
Maybe two.
I agree.
We'll see how the game goes. So why don't you roll? See who goes first. I'll start the timer.
Okay, and I rolled a two, so guess what? Probably Matt's going first. I want to remind our folks here that we are doing the classic edition of Trivial Pursuit, where we have blue is geography, pink is entertainment, yellow is history, purple is art and literature, green is science and nature, and orange is... Sports and leisure, or what we have come to call it?
SOS.
SOS. Sports and other shite.
It's like, there's some other things in there.
Yes.
Although we did have...
We had a lot of sports questions last time.
We had actually quite a few sports questions. We had a tennis one. We had tennis.
I think we had baseball.
Baseball, yeah, that's right.
Well, okay, kind of.
In baseball. A way. I'm about an umpire.
Yeah,
so.
About an umpire.
I rolled a two. You know, I'm going to start with, since we're talking about it.
Sports it is.
Sports and other shite.
Definitely other shite.
Okay. Starting out strong here.
What is the Russian name for nesting dolls?
Ooh, those are... it's like It's like Maloishka or something like that.
Maloishka.
Yeah?
Is that, no, I'm not just saying. I like the way you put it on the website. I mean,
Maloishka. It's like Maloishka or something like that, or something. I don't know. My Russian's terrible, but it's.
You're pretty close.
What is it?
Is Matryoshka.
Matryoshka.
Yeah.
There's an R in it.
Matryoshka.
Well, see, the sports giveth and they taketh away. Your turn, sir. Glad I didn't get that one for a pie question, because that was a tough one. I mean, I know what it is, but my, like, Matryoshka.
Yeah.
Matryoshka. I have dolls inside of dolls.
I tell you, we had a girl that used to work for us with the company I work for. And she was from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And my God, if she heard half that shit, I'd say she'd probably be like, I hate you, James. He's big bullshit.
You know? I love like you, Olga. And
I hunt you down. He's horrible.
You have
one. Worst accent ever from James. I have one. And you know what? Since we're in the honor of going through sports and other shit. Shite. Let's just go ahead. I'll take the other sports question. That might be there.
And this is definitely not a sports question either.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, here, let me read that. I did not know what that last word was there. Which craft includes a garter, pearl, and stockinette? Which craft includes a garter, pearl, and stockinette?
Getting married? Because they're usually wearing a garter, and they usually are wearing pearls.
That pearl is P-U-R-L, not P-E-A-R-L. Oh, wrong. Pearl. Excuse me. Sorry. Pearl. Okay. I hope I'm saying that right. I'm getting married in the morning. Which craft includes a garter, pearl, and stockinette?
What's this? Okay, say it again. What?
Craft. Not like this delicious craft brew we have here.
Yeah, this is good. This
different craft.
Crap.
Yeah. Which craft includes a garter, pearl, and stockinette?
I have no idea. I don't even want to answer it. I really have no idea.
It is knitting.
Knitting. Totally my first guess I was going to make at some point.
You are...
There's at least 20 I would have gone through before that.
You've knitted before?
Or? Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
You made the socks you're wearing right
now. Yeah, absolutely. I even knitted the Adidas sign into it, too.
Oh, wow.
I'm pretty talented, eh?
You are. May I have a little entertainment, please?
Entertainment it is. Which video game includes updated terminal map with its 2016 Infinite Warfare Edition as a pre-order bonus?
That's Call of Duty.
That is Call of Duty.
Yeah.
The map resembled a space station terminal to match the game's theme.
Yeah. I didn't really care for the... I don't have a lot of time to play video games.
No?
But I do like Call of Duty. And I do like the Batman series, obviously. Mm-hmm.
I've heard things.
But, which... Oh, yeah, I think it's probably too late. By the time this episode airs, I think they were the PlayStation Store was offering the Arkham Knight, Arkham Asylum, and Arkham City downloads for $15 for the three of them.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, normally
I'm really pissed off. I paid $60 for each one of them.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah,
they were worth it.
Oh,
they were so good.
I am. I used some time wisely and I'm through one of them and getting into it. And yeah,
what did you think, dude? Why don't you just borrow them? I'll give them to you.
I don't know. I didn't. Well, one, I didn't know you had them, and two, it was like, again,
I'm sorry.
I really don't have a lot of time on my hands.
They're so good, though,
and they're great. I love it, and gosh. I love Mark Hamill's Joker. Yes. I think he's fantastic. Although I gotta say, I love the Riddler as a character.
Yes,
but some of his clues are horseshit.
Horseshit clues.
They're the worst clues ever. It's like, this has you're terrible. Yep. Get out of here.
I agree.
But and I guess the Scarecrow, legitimately scary in this one.
He was pretty cool, right?
Yeah, I was like, wow. I'm a little worried about my kids watching,
right?
Coming in and seeing this, because they're gonna have nightmares.
Yeah, even when you get to Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Oh man, Hugo Strange. I'm sorry.
Hugo Strange. He's a doctor.
He is a doctor. Yeah. So, I mean, it's correct. Sorry, sure nobody ripped anything that off. Anyways, Hugo Strange's character, pretty impressive.
Yeah.
He's fun when you get to play that one. So.
I liked him in I think I have Arkham Asylum.
And yes.
Yeah, he's That's great exactly. in that one.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll see.
Very cool. Alrighty.
Oh, I'm still rolling. I'm sorry.
You're fine. It's all good.
I got talking about Batman. You know how it is.
Batman happens.
May I have purple, please?
Oh, we are
rolling into our first pie. And since we're at our first pie, I think it's important to recall that we do have a steady Eddie option, which is you are the
crack pop
undisputed champion of chugging those beers with a world record of 20 seconds.
In steady Eddie drinking. Let's just make sure. There are people chugging beer faster than me.
Well, I mean, they aren't on this podcast or this platform, and I dare say they don't exist if I can't see them.
Damn you, Santa. Anyways.
Yeah. No, they exist. They're wonderful. But, brought to us by Huss Brewing, Arizona Light.
Arizona Light, man.
We're big fans of Huss, and, we want to make sure that they understand that we love them and we support our local brews.
That's a good beer, too.
Yeah, it's a great beer. You,
I mean, I know they developed it for the idea of competing with, like, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Coors Light. I mean, I'm going to take the words that I heard from a guest of mine. You know, if Coors Light had a redheaded stepsister, she'd be freaking hot, and I'd be taking her out.
Wow.
All right. Not going to argue that. All right. Art and Literature Pie. Matt, we'll see if you need the Steady Eddie.
Might be a question for another time about how it got to the redheaded part, but all right. All right.
In ancient Greek and Egyptian mythology, a sphinx has the head of a human and the body of which animal?
A lion.
Yeah, that's easy.
Okay. Come on. And
anybody that took fourth grade, history has a clue, right?
Well, so,
you get the easy ones.
Hip Hop Anonymous. brilliant, there, Mr. Schneider. I've gotten some feedback about that, and we talked about in the last episode about getting a lot of easy questions, and we've talked about stacking the deck. Maybe it's time to bring in a third party operator. Who sets up the questions? I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Well, I do get some easy questions.
What are you talking about?
I get a lot of easy questions.
I've heard things.
I get some hard questions.
Yeah.
Sometimes. The Mastroika.
The Mastroika. That's not... It's a Russian question for you. It's a trick question.
But I also get some easy questions. So I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. We got time. We got time and all of the state of Colorado to drink.
That's right. And I believe the question chooses the answer. It's like a wand chooses the wizard thing, only not, nerdy.
Are you trying to go Harry Potter up?
I did. I messed that up. Cut that. All right, we're on sports and other things.
I think this question here has a phoenix's feather in it.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
You like that?
Dragon's heartstring? Nice.
Ah, dragon heartstring. See, not nerd. No, sorry, anyways.
There's a phoenix feather in some of them.
There's, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. So we're doing sports in our shite. In which professional sport venue did AstroTurf first appear?
The Astrodome in Houston.
The Astrodome, yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Because I think, wasn't that part of their, because I think Houston had the Astrodome built as part of like a World's Fair almost. And isn't that where they debuted AstroTurf?
It seems like that. So originally named Chemgrass.
That's right? A terrible name.
It's horrible.
Like name, Chem, man. Like K H E M?
C H E M, like chemistry.
Why would I say K? I'm sorry.
I blame the beer.
Yeah. C H E M. Yeah, okay. Yes. Like chemistry.
So the originally named Chemgrass, the Monsanto invention was renamed for the Astrodome.
Oh, okay.
So Astrograss.
Monsanto.
Yeah, I know.
That's piece of shit company.
Totally agree.
Because of what they do with the soybeans, right?
That too.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, just that too.
What were you going to say?
Oh, there's so many things I can go into about Monsanto and poisoning everybody.
Yeah, it's a terrible company.
Horrible company. Anyways,
I hope they're rotten hell.
I agree.
All right, I'm on a green.
Talk about kill. Anyways, go ahead. Green, moving on. I'm trying not to go political.
I don't think that's political.
LeBron James.
They're
LeBron
awful James. People.
They are fucking awful people.
Yeah.
The man himself needs to pass away.
Yeah.
And then with it, God, I hope he has it in a trust buried away to the point where, guess what, no one's a part of the ownership. And they just have to sell it all off.
I hope so.
And watch it disintegrate. Anyways.
Watch Food Inc., ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. Yes. Wow. Mm-hmm. Anyways. Sorry.
We're in a green
I'm trying
pie.
To be good. I'm trying to be good.
You're doing a great job.
Which birds extinct?
And the beard looks great.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Is it looking good?
It looks fantastic.
Thank you. I got my racing stripes going on pretty hard there.
I dig it.
I'm like four years away from being a Santa Claus.
Much farther.
I got the jelly,
disposition.
Yeah. Thank you. I like the thing. Mm-hmm. Which bird's extinct relative
uh-huh.
whose bones were found in Antarctica,
okay,
stood as tall as LeBron James and weighed about as much, too.
Oh, it's a penguin.
It is the penguin.
Yeah.
My favorite animal.
My favorite animal.
Dubbed the colossal penguin.
Can you imagine?
It stood 6 feet 8 inches tall and weighed 250 pounds.
Can you imagine, a 6'8", 250-pound penguin coming at you?
What's that egg look like? Think of all the omelets you can
make. I was like, oh, my God.
Right? I mean, penguins aren't mean. I don't think they're mean, right?
I think they can be if you, like,
if you're 6 feet 8 inches
upset
tall,
the rookery, or you know, try to steal their eggs or something.
That's
probably
like that. A bad idea.
Or attack them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now imagine like you, I don't know. In my mind, I see like a regular sized, like modern penguin next to that penguin. Like, yeah. You think you're tough? Hey, Lenny.
Yours
actually, it'd probably be like Polly the Penguin. Yeah.
Polly the Penguin. He walks up. He doesn't even speak.
Yeah, just smacks just him with a fin. Or a
right
flipper.
Yeah, flipper. He touched your egg. No, oh, that's bad.
My friend Paul the Penguin has a very extensive vocabulary. Isn't that right? Yeah. Jeez, a 6'8", 250-pound penguin. Yeah.
Wow.
That seems like something that, like, the penguin in Batman has come after him with, like...
That makes sense.
Yeah, just like this
Batman, giant... I'm sending my 6'8" penguin. Come on, LeBron. So...
This giant mechanized penguin coming at him.
Right.
Like, oh, God.
You know, I got to tell you right now...
What's that?
There's probably not a lot of theft of eggs in the penguin world. Only because I'm sitting here thinking, you know what? You walk up to a penguin, all right, I'm going to steal that egg.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want, bro? You want my egg? Let's go.
Right.
Come on, drop it.
Go right now.
Let's go here, huh?
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, if it's, you know, and here's the thing. Most penguins are black and white, right?
Yeah.
They all pretty much look the same.
I mean, that's racist, but...
I'm not saying it like that. So, I mean, come on. I'm not trying to make it like that.
Yeah. I mean, there's distinguishing characteristics, like the chinstrap penguin has the black...
No. I'm thinking like male versus female is what I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah. I would imagine so.
Right. So, I mean, it's kind of like that whole walking up to a ladybug and being like, hey, honey, what's up?
Oh, because I'm a ladybug, automatically makes me a girl.
Oh, my gosh, she's a me. You know, that kind of scenario.
Thanks, Dennis Leary. Yeah.
Exactly. The best Dennis Leary, like, line of all time. And weirdly enough... In a Disney movie.
Yeah.
Amazing.
But some of his best work has been in animated movies. That is true. Ice Age?
Ice Age. Holy crap.
I love Dennis Leary, though. I think he's a great comedian. His line on NyQuil gets me every time. Little, big and little Y, big fucking Q. I'm on a blue.
You are. I'm trying to figure out which one I got blue on here.
That got a little blue right there with the F word. Ladies and gentlemen.
If you haven't listened to Dennis Leary's stand-up, you gotta.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It'll make you chuckle wholeheartedly.
It really will. He's good. In which country would you be served chimichurri with steak? Oh, come on.
Argentina,
sir.
See, that's a weird, not a weird question, but so like, you know, Brazil gets the, like it's a Brazilian steakhouse.
Brazilian steakhouse.
Yeah, that gets a lot of the pub, but Argentina has... A large cattle and herding, not corporation, but like
a lot of beef coming out of that.
Yeah,
country.
A lot of beef coming out of there with the pampas and having the wide ranges to be able to move people through. Yeah,
I agree.
And it's Argentinian.
Argentinian.
Yeah, the chimichurri is fantastic.
Delicious.
And
it's easy to make too.
It is because like it's really only like 2-3 ingredients.
Pretty much.
And you know, mortar,
throw
pestle,
some oil, throw some onions.
Yeah.
Throw some what is it? Cilantro.
Yeah.
And garlic.
Yeah.
Call it a day. You're happy.
Boom.
I throw that on anything.
Exactly. I put that on everything.
I put that shit on everything.
All right. We are on...
well done, Red Hot.
Yeah. I mean, I do.
I do. I really... I actually have a huge jug.
I had some,
of that,
on,
so.
Some of the eggs this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so...
I took your advice, by the way.
What was that?
So, when I had the bacon cheeseburger dip that I brought to your house...
I had that this morning.
Okay. When you say you put it on eggs...
Mm-hmm.
So... I made some. Okay, here's where it gets good.
Okay.
Not only is Arizona Light a great steady Eddie,
mm-hmm.
it also goes good with my dip. And I am changing my dip recipe to include Arizona Light in it.
I am.
Hus Brewing needs to really come up with a recipe book, and I'm helping you do it right now. You're
send
welcome.
It to him. Like, hey.
Seriously. So I took.
This is who we are. This is what we
dip. I took some dip, mm-hmm. put it in a pan with a little bit of oil, right? Mm-hmm. And wasn't doing what I wanted to do, you know? And, of course, my wife loves throwing water. I'm like, let's try something else. So I put a little bit of the Arizona Light. She's more. So I put a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
stirred it all together, put it over some eggs.
Yes.
Got a tortilla. Mm-hmm. Just sat there and ate it like, oh my God.
Except for the Arizona Light. That's So I fried some eggs this morning.
Okay.
And I had the dip in a tortilla with some Red Hot on it. It was fantastic.
Right?
Yeah. I was for it.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. That was weird. Right? No. Sorry. Somebody just sped by at an enormous rate and is like, this is like a
undisclosed location may not be
so undisclosed. I tell you. What's going on here? You want art and literature?
I'm on art and literature.
All right. I got you. I got you here. Which pen name did J.K. Rowling use when she wrote Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them?
Newt Scamander.
Newt Scamander.
Yeah.
It's a companion book to the Harry Potter series.
It is. I haven't read the Fantastic Beasts, nor have I seen the movies, but I knew that was the character because my kids have extensive Lego collections.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oof. Yeah, quite extensive.
So I'm wondering, as my daughters grow older, will they get into Legos, you think, or is it more just kind of a boy thing?
I don't know. I mean, when we go to, like, the Lego stores and we went to Legoland, you know, it's equal opportunity.
Right? Everybody's there.
And, you know, I didn't have Legos as a kid. I don't know what... but they are a lot of fun. And it's much like the Marvel movies, which you discussed earlier, it's a great way to bond with your kids and spend time with them and, you know, create something and to see them go from being dependent to independent.
Yes.
That's really fun.
I agree.
Yeah. You know, I'm not a great dad by any stretch of the imagination, but just to see them grow and develop and take interest in things, that's really awesome.
Why would you say that? You're a fantastic dad. You're an amazing dad.
I appreciate that. I'm just like, I'm not around a lot. You know, I should be around more.
Okay, so, I mean, that leads into a whole other stuff because I'm probably around my kids less than you are, you know. But at the same point, I look at it this way. You know, probably some people will always disagree with what my thought is. I'm working hard right now, as hard as I can, so that later when they're remembering everything, they're in their, you know, baseball, swimming, ballet, whatever they're going to do.
Yeah.
You know, theater. That they will remember that dad was there. That's the way I look at it. I'm working hard now so that I can be there then. You know what I mean? So, and I hate to
say, still at that point where I'm working hard so I can be there. So,
yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. That's exactly where I'm at.
You know, my kids are a little older than yours are, though.
Yeah. Yeah. But, so that tells me I need to plan a 10-year plan versus 5-year. Good call. but, no, I think that's good, though. I mean, in the end of all, it's never like they walk away and go, well, dad was never here, you know, because you're always there.
I try to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think in this time of age, it's very different. Mm. There's a lot of times where you have to have two jobs, you know, as a dad or a mom, you know.
Hey, having only two jobs would be easy.
Right, exactly. Exactly that, you know. So, I mean, it's definitely a different two day and age versus...
poor people.
Right? What, are you trying to get by? You know?
So, just trying to make ends meet.
Right? So, but, I mean, to all those people that are on two jobs, you know, three jobs... You know, single moms, single dads, more power to you because you know, guess what? We get it. We're parents, and it's a rough life, and it doesn't seem to be getting any easier.
That's true. And we believe in you. If you need some help, let us know. We're here to balance. Maybe we can set up like a,
GoFundMe kind of thing?
Well, I was thinking more like a support kind of thing. Like, hey, you know, we'll help watch your kids while you do this job interview.
A little hard where we're in Chicago and we're here in Arizona.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's just the beer we've
chosen. Keep it local? Is
like,
that what you're
talking about? Yeah, our local communities, our local brothers. Okay, you got to build something that can help each other out. Our brothers and sisters. Excuse me. I didn't mean to be exclusive there.
How dare you?
I know. Well, you know.
You son of... Hey, he rolled the dice.
I'm gonna go to blue if that's
blue.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go blue.
Oh, thanks, man.
No problem. Huh. Here we go. Name three of the four official languages spoken in Switzerland.
What?
Just three. Don't worry, you got this.
Just three, huh?
Yeah.
In Switzerland, right?
Yep.
Ah, they're neutral.
I was gonna say, fuck.
Except for the whole holes in my cheese thing.
But they got great chocolates. And yes. God, their knives are amazing.
Mm, well, multi-purpose.
Yes.
All right. So, as you pull one out.
I pull up knife. But I'm thirsty. Let me get out this corkscrew.
And the scissors.
Oh, you want me to cut that off? Yeah. You got a string hanging off your uniform there.
In Switzerland. Three of the four official
three
languages?
Three of the four.
All right. So, I know they speak German.
Ja. I mean, da.
Da.
Da. Was that Russian?
Da, da, ding, da.
Da, yeah. Yeah. So that's not, what's German? Ja.
I think it's just ja.
Ja.
Okay. Yeah, like J. And now they speak French.
Oui.
Oh. Un peu de beau français, s'il vous plaît. Let's see here.
Beard on the wrong throat.
No, it happens. They speak Dutch. That's not one of the three?
No, one of the three.
All right, got one more guess then?
Sure, go for it.
Well, you got to get three out of the four. So I got two out of the Dutch isn't one of them.
No.
All right, so French, German, and... I don't think Swiss is a language. But I don't think English is a language either. Fudge. I have no idea what you're saying to me right now. So
I'm trying to hit it. It's not working out.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm brain dead. German, French, and let's go Dutch. No, I already said Dutch. They
don't speak Dutch.
Let's go Italian.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, okay.
Italian.
Yeah. What's the fourth one?
Romance.
The Gypsy language?
Yeah,
from Roman.
Romance, yeah.
Romania.
Yep. That sounds good. Romance. Yeah. So there you go,
sir. I guess that makes sense. Like, now that I'm looking at the European map in my head.
All right. So my looking at, like, my pointing at you and pointing at me and saying, I don't have it.
Oh, okay.
Because we're both Irish.
Yes.
But you got Italian.
Well, the good part.
And I have no Italian, you know.
May I have a history question, please?
Absolutely. Here we go. this is a visual podcast. That looked fucking funny.
Yeah.
Anyways, what Italian American
part condor?
Yeah.
Sorry.
What's wrong with him? What Italian American governor of New York and esteemed orator was the first guest on Larry King's interview show on CNN in 1985?
I think his son is now the it's Cuomo.
Yeah. Cuomo. Yep.
Not to be confused with Perry Cuomo, the wonderful singer we hear every Christmas.
No.
It's
his son Andrew.
Mario. Mario Cuomo. Yeah.
His son Andrew was elected governor of New York in 2010.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, way to go, man.
Well played.
Yeah.
We're at 9-0.
Yeah.
How are we looking here? I mean, let's keep going here.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
I mean, we can keep going. You know, do you need a break? You good?
No, I'm good.
Let's keep going.
All right.
Roll away, sir.
Let's see where we go here. I skipped over entertainment. May I have geography again, please?
Absolutely.
Take that for your easy questions, you Switzerland languages.
Oh, my God. German, French, and Italian is like the most basic of the languages over there in Europe.
All right. I should have pulled out the Romansh, but I didn't know that one.
Whatever. My God, now you're showing off. Name one of the two countries. Freaking A. Wow.
What's up?
Okay. It's a flag question.
Stupid flags.
I must have got like the flag pile. I don't know what
it is. Yeah. You got the flag
and easy question pile. Every time. What is it? Name one of the two countries whose flags have a red stripe on top and a white stripe on the bottom. Wow.
All right, I know one.
Okay.
I don't know the other one, though. I know one of them is Monaco.
Okay. So, congratulations.
What's the other one?
Come on.
It's not the United States.
Uh-uh.
Try again.
not today.
Mm-mm. Red on top, white on bottom. Nah, I don't know what the other one is.
Indonesia. Oh. The only reason I know that is because I am a nerd and play a video game that involves countries.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Which one is that one?
Civilization.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. The folks in Indonesia really, really like to go to war for some reason. I don't know why.
Maybe because you're trying to start a civilization on their continent?
No. Oh. First off, I was in my little happy area, and they kept trying to spread over into mine. And I was like, no, not going to work, okay?
Like, I'm fine. Excuse me, I have my own little plan here.
Exactly.
If you don't mind.
But if we want to go to war, let me pull out my toys. Yeah. And now I own all of them. So anyways, well, not all. I have like Jakarta still to get. Anyways, where are we at? Here we go. Number two, and we are on an orange. Let me find the right one here. Yes, here we go. Which university has an elephant as a for a mascot in the rally cry? Roll Tide. Come on.
I'm sorry, man. That is...
No, just go.
It's Alabama.
Yeah, roll. That's fine. Oh, why don't you just roll dice?
Well, you know...
That's what you do really well.
Well, it's not the only thing, but...
Well, I'm sorry. That's... Never mind.
Well, to go back to your... to go back to your civilization thing?
Yeah.
So you're not afraid to go to war, right?
No,
okay. That's good. Yeah. Civis Pacem, Parabellum, you know. You know that one. You good with that? No? Okay.
What are you talking about?
It's Latin.
What's that mean? I'm sorry.
It's like almost like in order to have peace, you must prepare for war.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's kind of what I tell my employees all the time, you know. Sometimes it's better to prepare for war even though you know you're going into battle.
Wait, what?
Sometimes it's good to prepare for war.
When you're going into battle?
Going into battle.
Yeah, you should prepare for war when you're going into battle.
Okay, let me rephrase it. So I always look, you have skirmish, battle, war. That's the way I look at it, right? So better to prepare for a skirmish or better to prepare for war than a skirmish. Because if you walk in and all of a sudden a war walks to the door and you're prepared for a skirmish, you're not going to be ready.
I've had the same discussion with my wife.
There you go. Yeah. See, there you go. Same idea.
Not when
and your wife go to war with each other.
Well, no, we're not fighting.
In fact, you fight?
I can actually.
Do you go full Viking on her?
I can actually.
Are you a bearded blonde ale waiting to happen that tastes like lemon and metal taste put together?
No, I can actually count the times we've had like actual fights. Probably on one hand. We don't fight that often. We just have...
Me and my wife don't either.
Yeah, we have very good communication styles, so...
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like... There's a proportional response to things.
Okay.
And, you have to be prepared to take it past that response. Mm-hmm. If you want to win at something, you have to be prepared to go farther than your opponent.
Yes. So... I think that's very fair.
I don't think she always gets that. But, okay. Yeah.
Not working. Yeah, I think definitely, most definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. I'm on art and literature, I guess.
All right, art and literature is. Let me read that card that's upside down in my writer. So freaking weird. Why did that even happen?
That's in Latin as well. Is that
card ups and day in Pele. Is that right, Latin? I don't know. As of 2016.
We went to Catholic school.
What's that?
What? Nothing. Like, we went to Catholic school.
I know. The answer to everything is Jesus. We're fine. As of 2016, which musical has had performed? Wow. Oh, my God.
A lot, huh?
Okay. It's not as bad as I was expecting. I was expecting to be something really horrible, but you'll understand why. Okay. As of 2016, which musical had been performed in 42 countries and received 76 international awards? I've seen this, and it is amazing live on Broadway.
Well, when you said it wasn't something horrible, that automatically took Cats off the equation.
So weird because I thought it was Cats. I was like, wow, and they even made a movie out of that, which they said going, maybe that was a bad idea.
Yeah, Idris Elba did not rock the shit in that one. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
No, I have no desire to see it. But I don't want to.
No. Oh. In fact, I didn't like... I've seen Cats like as a show.
I've seen the play put on VHS.
Right.
I,
yeah. I
watched
mean,
it, I think once.
And I was like, I don't see why this lasted so long.
Right.
I may get, Weber does his thing, but
sure.
Let's see, another long running one, been all over the world. Let's go with Les Mis.
Les Mis, it is. I love Les Mis.
One day more, another day, another destiny. You know it.
I do.
You want to sing it?
I do. but I'm actually, I was going a completely different direction.
This never-ending road to Calvary.
No, no, I was going Master of the House, actually.
Well, all right, well done.
Yeah. Which is horrible because I was confusing Master of the House in my head. Might be better. Master of the House with Castle in the Cloud.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, what are you, why are you mixing Master of the Cloud? That doesn't make sense.
Master of the Cloud would be a great.
And you had the little girl singing, Master of the Cloud. No, what are you doing that? No, it makes no sense.
All right.
You're not happy, little girl. So.
No, it's actually a lot of sadness in that.
Very lot of sadness in that. Yeah, absolutely. Where are we at?
Sports.
Okay. Another semi-easy question, probably. Oh, no, that's a bit. Well, you got this. What is the most followed sport in India? Batman.
Oh.
There's options. Don't worry. Batman, cricket, soccer, or tennis? Easy. You got this.
I do got this.
I know you got
and
this.
And I have this because I have this app on my phone called ESPN The Streak where okay. you do gambling without money. Which is great because I don't have any money anyway. but
I understand.
I think it's cricket.
It is cricket.
That comes up a lot. Yes. It's like, I don't know who's going to win this.
Who's going to win it?
It's like, I don't know, this one with a name that I can kind of pronounce. Is that
right? While the other sports are popular, cricket is a national passion. Wow. What is that? Okay, so what is that movie? Million Dollar Arm that I think Disney did.
Yeah.
Where I think John Hamm traveled to India to find the next greatest pitchers.
Yeah, for like the Pirates.
Yeah, for the Pirates. Yeah. Exactly. And they came from, you know, kids that played cricket.
Well, they throw it underhand? No, oh, no, because no, you throw it overhand. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, but it bounces.
They get a rolling, like a running start to the throw. Yeah.
Hmm.
I thought that was kind of cool.
Now it's like a Happy Gilmore approach to pitching.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly that. We're on geography.
Yes.
Here we go.
Which I was at Top Golf the other day, and they frowned upon that approach. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How'd it work?
I mean, we played two games, and I won one of them, so.
That's good. Do you like Top Golf?
I'm not a big golfer.
No, I'm not either, but I like it.
But I mean, I like to, you know, swing the clubs and talk with people, so that's good.
You might find this very odd, but I am a pretty good golfer once I start consuming a beverage of choice.
That's interesting. That's
how
that's
weird.
I've been golfing a handful of times.
Yeah.
And that's really my only contribution is I'm moderately funny and I drink beer and walk really well.
See, you know, so. And I'm pretty sure a handicap of 130 is great. I mean, I'm pretty good.
I mean, they just give me the handicap sticker, so.
You mean the terrible. Tag? The blue tag?
So yeah. I get great parking, and they know not to expect much from me.
Well, everybody always waves at me when they're driving by, you know, and playing through. But, I mean, I thought that's part of the game, right?
Yeah. I guess so. I don't know.
I don't know why Phil and Tiger don't have that problem. I mean, they seem to be okay with
it. Slackers.
Anywho, if I wore pants like that, I guess I'd be okay. Not my own place. Whatever. Anyways, the cities of Indio and Palm City are located in which California Valley?
We've driven through this.
Yeah.
Coachella. Not just a crappy music festival. No, sorry.
Wow, this is awkward. It does say here, home to the Coachella Valley Music and Arts. So, you know, I'm just going to go ahead.
And arts?
Hey, look.
And arts?
Pink. Look, you got a pink pie. That's sweet. which TV variety show starred Tango? Oh, boy, I'm going to start over. Which TV variety show starred Tango Away on Dancing with the Stars to become the oldest winning champ in 2009 at 52. Really? He's that old? Oh, dropped a hint.
No, I know who it is.
Okay, never mind.
Well, I think I know who it is because...
I didn't realize he was that old. I mean, it makes sense, I guess, but...
Because I think... I don't know. I think I remember my sister and I talking about this because I think she watches this show.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like the show?
I've never actually watched a whole thing. And that's saying something because I think Aaron Andrews is on it and I love Aaron Andrews.
Yeah. Yeah.
But and I do like to dance, but
I am a horrible dancer.
Yeah, is it Donny Osmond?
It is Donny Osmond. Yes.
Somehow they made a man out of him.
Yes, they did make a man. Out of him. Well played, sir. Well played. He was trying to make a man out of you, too.
He got down to business.
He did get down to business.
And we did defeat the Huns.
They did defeat the Huns. Weirdly enough, but it was the girl with the cut hair named Ping. She was...
Yeah, she kicked some ass.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's be honest. She fired the cannon in the
rocket. She had a rocket launcher.
I mean, it worked out for her.
It didn't... She purposely did that.
She had a dragon, okay?
No, I mean...
From Saturday Night Live.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
Thanks, Don Pardo.
Mushu. It still works. It works.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. Which, shame on your family. Shame on your cow. Anyways.
Did you see the when he came back to Saturday Night Live?
No, I heard it was really good.
Oh, man. Just watch the clips. It's fantastic. He was wonderful.
Was he good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he has a skit, which I believe with Maya Rudolph, who we talked about last last podcast, about in-laws at the holidays. And,
that sounds awesome.
And an interracial marriage, which I was like laughing so hard I was crying at. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, check it out. And I think Chappelle came on as well.
Hold on, wait. Yeah. Dave Chappelle went on SNL?
Yeah, well, so at the end, you know, Chappelle was there, I think, and Eddie Murphy was there. You know, Keenan was obviously there.
Yep.
And there's someone else.
He's a normal cast member.
He's been on there forever. Yeah. And I, you know, dude's been on TV since he was like 15.
Yeah.
He's been... Since Keenan and Kel, which is fantastic.
Wasn't he originally part of all that?
Yeah, I think so.
Which then that stemmed off Keenan and Kel.
Mm-hmm.
And they did Good Burger.
Yeah.
And then, what else?
Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order? Yeah.
Such a good one.
It's a terrible one.
Whatever happened to Kel Mitchell?
I don't know. But Keenan has been. He's been steady gigging. And as the host of Black Jeopardy, I think.
That is hilarious.
That one where Tom Hanks is on there.
Oh, my God.
And then Fat Bottom Girl. You can't do anything with Keenan. That was fantastic.
I love the fact that Tom Hanks played Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, hey, let's have Tom Hanks play somebody else. He just played himself. He was so good in it.
There's a school of thought that says Tom Hanks always plays Tom Hanks. It's a different version of Tom Hanks.
That's true.
This is Tom Hanks being a cowboy. This is Tom Hanks with AIDS. This is Tom Hanks as a...
Okay, so what was it? Was it the JFK Awards assembly where Big Bird came in? And he was like, I'm looking for thanks. They would know thanks. I'm looking for thanks. He's like, but Tom Hanks has no idea he's part of the skit. They just let Big Bird come in and actually say it. And, you know, Rhea Wilson is right next to him. And she's laughing her ass off. And Tom Hanks has no idea. He's all, she's like, I'm looking for thanks. Are you thanks? I'm T. Hanks. Oh, I'm looking for a Mr. Thanks. He moves on, right? Then, like, I think you're in my seat. He tells Tom Hanks he's in his seat. He tries to sit down. And all of a sudden it lifts up. And there's Elmo and Zoe and Cedric the Entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you're supposed to be up here. Oh, okay. Well, you can have your seat back. And Tom Hanks says, no idea what's going on.
He just seems like the nicest guy on the planet. And I would like to... Tom Hanks, you are welcome on the podcast.
You are absolutely welcome on our podcast. Anytime.
Anytime.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I would freak out if Tom Hanks was on our podcast.
I would, too.
Right? Oh, my God. I would want to be... You know that... You ever see that famous picture of him taking a picture with a drunk guy in a booth?
Yeah.
I want to be that guy. Seriously, we could be those two drunk guys leaned up against each other with Tom Hanks just like waving and pointing at us. How cool would that be? Oh, man, dreams come true.
Yeah, tag him in this one.
Bucket list. I am totally tagging him in this one. I'm going to have to listen to make sure I do tag him on this. Hashtag T Hanks.
Yeah.
You know, oh my gosh. All right, are we actually on a pie?
No, I'm on blue.
Blue? All right.
Yeah.
I'm not blue right now. I'm happy as hell.
Oh.
Man, we just talked about T Hanks.
I mean, this has been a good episode. We talked about Tom Hanks. Yeah, had a great beer from Two Brothers Artisan Brewing.
All right, hold on. Are you almost done?
Yeah.
Let's do this. Here, let me get this. Hold on.
Beautiful.
Mm.
So
that's called art.
It's artisan. Yeah,
it's artisan. Yeah, artisan beer.
They make something that is different and beautiful each time.
Delicious, though, nonetheless. Shit. So,
yeah, definitely.
No, they really are turning out to be a fantastic beer, you know?
Yeah, no, I'm so glad that, you know, Chicago Mike hooked us up with a great beer from his home state. So.
Right. Well done, Chicago Mike.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing him again this summer at the AP reading.
Okay, so let's just make sure. Chicago Mike, I'm talking to you as a guy that's never met you, I respect you. But I swear to God, if our first show is all old style with you, come on, man. Come on.
What's that other one? That the not old style. It's like that terrible liquor they have there.
Oh, what's it called? Pabst Blue Ribbon?
Wow, that was way too quick on that. No, John Lovett likes it. Oh, I can't think
what's
of it.
What's it called?
I don't know. It's like starts with a V, I think.
V? But,
yeah, I don't know. I'll think about it and I'll get back to you.
Okay.
I'm sure my sister is yelling at this right now.
Yeah.
It was like,
you dummy. It's too funny. You know, I get a lot of people that actually reply back to us or give us some type of feedback saying how much they appreciated your sister being on the show. They
really
liked it. My dad was like, I really liked her on the show. She brought something different to it. And I was like, I know, right?
Was it that she had the microphone? She was louder than everybody else?
Aside from the fact that she was louder than everybody
or
else.
Or because yes. She was incredibly mean to her own brother. Is that?
No, I don't feel like that.
No, nobody felt that way. It's like, no, that dickhead needs to be taken down a notch.
They want the Le Champion. Take it down. Yeah, but no one
I'm just saying, you know, you want to take a shot at the king, you best not miss.
Oh, huh, are you calling yourself the king, sir?
Well, I mean, what is this, episode 24?
I'm just wondering, do I need to bring in the king?
Not the king, no.
I mean, I know where he lives.
He's just gone home.
No. Oh. Not that king. Not that king.
Not Elvis?
Not Elvis. So I'm not making it like, Elvis.
I'm pretty sure I could beat Elvis in Trivial Pursuit. Cause,
uh-huh. You probably could.
Yeah. Have another fried peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Which I would join him.
I would
that
love that.
That sounds delicious. Right? That doesn't sound like what's on the card here. We're moving on now.
No, my dad could probably still kick my butt.
I'm just going to bring your dad.
Multiple heart attacks and aneurysms later, he'd still kill me.
Yeah. I'm bringing in the secret weapon. It's coming.
I'm ready for him.
We should do this like a countdown where we'll have like a shadowy picture of your dad's face, not actually showing his face, and then like a countdown of when that show will come out. And it's just like him smiling, you know? He'll be like, wow, it's coming.
He's the...
Truly, let's be honest, truly, in a lot of ways, the founder... of Trivial Drinks Podcast.
Yeah, if it wasn't for him and...
we would never have done this.
Yeah. I credit you, him, and Alex Trebek.
We want to give Alex that much credit?
Well, because I always wanted to know things that he didn't know. And I know he has the answers in front of him.
I was going to say, he has the card in front of him.
But, I mean, after 20-something years of Jeopardy, he's got to know stuff, right?
I will agree. I'm going to take a wild guess and say some of the trivia has probably been used over again.
Well, the Etruscans, definitely.
Right? I mean, let's be honest. He's probably sitting going, simple thoughts. Oh, fuck, this one again? Let me guess, 800? What is,
Yeah.
I got you.
No, it's just his condescending nature at times. I just want to crush him. Yeah. But I do love him, and I hope that his fight with cancer goes well, because we need him on there. Everyone needs a nemesis.
Yes, I agree.
And he is mine.
He's good. Mm-hmm. He's good. I agree. I feel you. He's battling cancer?
Yeah, pancreatic cancer.
Oh, that's too bad.
Poor guy.
Yeah, our prayers are with him, man. Beat that shit. So one of the...
He's invited on here as well.
Absolutely. absolutely.
And we'll even... for him, I would even break the national and... In regional beer or state beer, state and say, beer. Hey, you
bring us a Canadian
beer.
Yeah,
bring us Canadian beer.
We'll see what we'll tell
I'll
you.
I'll buy
what
the Canadian
think.
Beer.
And you'll buy it.
Yeah, I'll buy it.
No, let him bring it.
He's a guest.
Someone tells me he can afford it.
He's probably got a better paycheck than me.
No,
so like this is your undisclosed location.
Yes, this is your undisclosed location.
Then you'd say something in French, and I'd get offended.
Man, why did I come here with four cars? Yeah, we're still wondering that too. That's ours right there. If you see those little sedans. I think I got mine washed, by the way. Anyways, but whatever.
That's fine.
No,
we're on geography.
We are on geography. Near which U.S. city is the world's largest tire at 80 feet tall? Oh, you know this. Come on, man.
Is it Akron, Ohio?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I think that's where Goodyear's from.
Okay. Detroit. The tire was built by Uniroyal.
That makes sense.
And used as a Ferris wheel for the 1964 World's Fair.
That makes sense. Okay. Wow. Because of, its importance to the... All right.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I agree. I mean, I haven't seen a Uniroyal tire in for years.
I have no idea. All right. You're in a history pie, my friend.
This sucks. Why is it every episode I have to do?
You know this one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You always say that.
No, You know this one.
Okay.
We are on a yellow pie. Who said the following about his political rivals while giving a campaign speech in 2000? They misunderestimated me. 2000. Who said the following about his political rivals while giving a campaign speech in 2000? They misunderestimated me. Don't take my crappy accent as anything.
I'm not. I'm taking the words that were used.
Yeah.
And it sounds much like W.
It is W.
Oh, all right. Thank you for giving me the strategic read I needed to get this done.
It's like, man, 2000, who sounds like a freaking idiot? George W. Bush. Put that pie in there, man. Let's go.
I love it. I love it. You know what? I'm catching up. Not really. But, wow. Okay. See, you know, that's, you know, I love me some W. Damn it. Off the board. Four.
Four. You're all right.
One, two, three, four. Entertainment or sports?
Or sports.
Oh, yeah. We'll go that route.
Okay. Pulling out the different. Okay. Here we go.
Okay. Here we go.
Sports. Yeah. Sports question.
I feel good.
Definitely sports question.
All right, we'll go with this.
And you know this one.
Uh-huh.
Which football team beat the Michigan Wolverines in a 2007 game that Sports Illustrated called the greatest upset of them all?
Okay, say it again.
Which football team beat the Michigan Wolverines in a 2007 game that Sports Illustrated called the greatest upset of them all?
I'm not going to know because there's so many really shitty, you know, teams. Wow.
Oh, yeah. No. In Michigan, they beat Michigan in the 2007, the greatest upset of them all.
Okay, maybe I'm confused on what you're saying. Are you saying this is another Michigan team?
No. That.
Okay.
This team
beat Michigan.
Beat Michigan.
We're talking blue, the Wolverines.
The Wolverines.
Oh, blue. Okay.
Yeah. Gotcha. In 2007, they came into Michigan. They beat Michigan.
Beat Michigan.
And Sports Illustrated called it the greatest upset of them all.
Oof. I don't know if I know this one.
It's huge. You'll know as soon as I say it, but I think you know it. Back in the recesses of your mind.
It's one of those, isn't it? Okay.
It's huge.
Okay. It's horrible because I keep thinking all the big schools, and I know that's wrong.
David beats Goliath.
I know. So, I mean, it's horrible. Like, Weber State comes to mind.
Weber State in Utah.
Yeah, Weber, thank you. Yeah.
Not them, though.
No. Do they even have a football program?
I think so.
They do?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I really don't know the answer to this one. I know it's horrible. Like, I know you're going to tell me and be like, oh, yeah, I remember that, but it's
yeah.
Man.
On a last-second field goal, if I remember right.
I'm going to go with something crazy because for some reason I feel like FAU always pulls off something. And I know it's probably going to be wrong.
Florida Atlantic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why. But for some reason that school always pulls off something crazy, it seems like.
This is a, I believe they were a NCAA Division II school at the time. I believe they're Division I now.
Okay.
Appalachian State.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah. Appalachian. Yeah.
Yeah, they got after the Buckeyes. Yeah. No, not the Buckeyes. The Wolverines, yeah.
Yeah, I think I do remember that. Yeah.
The Buckeyes would never have lost them, excuse me.
H-O?
O-H?
I-O. What'd I say? H-O?
Yeah, you said H-O. Wow. You just called him hoes. Oh,
well, I mean, you know.
Some O-H? Of the people I've known from Ohio State. Yeah, that makes sense. Where am I going?
You are...
I need those over
there. Yeah, you need over here. Come on over, sir.
I'm on yellow.
Okay. History... Well, you already got history pie, but we'll keep going.
We'll just keep going.
Let me make sure I got the right one here. Here we go. Queen Elizabeth.
Uh-huh.
Has had over 30 dogs of what breed?
Corgi.
Corgi it is.
Yeah, they like that dog for whatever
reason. They do. The only reason I know the answer to that is because my daughter likes to show Puppy Dog Pals, and guess what?
The Corgi is the big one?
Corgi was on there.
All right. We have 10 minutes remaining.
All right. You got two more pies to get, sir.
May I have a history question, please? Preferably not of the Corgi variety.
This one is definitely a Corgi variety. Yeah, no.
Okay.
The last significant Habsburg monarch was the longest reigning Hungarian king and also emperor of Austria.
Is that Franz Joseph?
That is Franz Joseph.
Okay.
Good job, sir. Well done.
The Habsburgs.
Habsburg.
The Queen, the Getty, the Rothschilds. And Colonel Sanders.
Before he went and Colonel Sanders. Let's just get that over. Yep.
We have a geography question.
That's so bad. Nope, not that one. Here we go.
All right.
Near which U.S. city is the world's largest operating
room? Nope.
Never mind.
Detroit!
You got it. So good, Sal.
You're so good.
It's like you already knew the answer. What is the... Let me take a sip of my beer before. I got a Whitman Wiesel.
Well, it's a great beer. Two Brothers. I look forward to trying some of their other stuff.
This pinwheel's pretty badass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Pinball.
What did I say?
Pinwheel.
Pinbill. Pinball.
Pinbill? Pinafore.
Pinafore. The HMS Pinafore can. Was okay.
HMS Pinafore. Yeah.
Beer's good. Mm-hmm. Anyways, what is located at 0 degrees north latitude?
What? The North Pole.
And Santa, of course.
Oh,
come
yeah.
On. That- Jeez.
And Buddy the Elf.
Buddy the Elf. What's your favorite color? We have one pie left, sir. You have to get sports and other shit.
The latitude-longitude thing threw me.
Yeah?
Like, I did an orienteering class, and yeah, that is rough. I know longitude goes around the long way of the grove, like the fat way across the equator, but still, latitude-longitude.
Is that my favorite pick?
Nah. I'm at... So I was like doing the calculations in my head. I was like going around in circles, like
right.
Zero, 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 zero.
Why am I looking farther than that? Zero, zero.
But then, like, party's like, is that wait? Is zero the equator? No, zero is yeah
the top.
Up. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. You start second guessing yourself, and it gets crazy. My dad always told me, "Who again?" Yeah, we talk about it a lot. Always told me to trust my gut, and so
that is the truth right there.
Yeah.
Entertainment.
Well, my gut has told me to do a lot of stupid things in the past.
God, so. I wish my gut would tell me more. That'd be great. I always go with my like heart or brain, and they usually disagree. As I drop the card. Here we go.
What are you, like a Wizard of Oz character?
I know, it is. It's so horrible. And then I wish I had courage. Anyways.
Courage. Wow, that's how do you do that?
Which part?
You just, like, have so many, like, impersonations you can
do. I got
make.
Issues. I got issues. I had too much time as a kid. members of which two bands made up the 1990s grunge supergroup Temple of the Dog?
Oh,
really?
Shoot. Yeah, hold on.
For a guy that hated that period.
I know. I hate 90s rock. It sucks so much. Temple of the Dog is the one that sings the I've Gone Hungry song, right?
I believe so, yeah.
I'm going hungry. Yeah, that song sucks ass.
We just lost all our viewers, our listeners. There.
What, we lost all our listeners who like shitty music? I'm sorry.
So that might be 25. Good point. Of our 26 average listener.
That don't matter. Well, I know one of them, well, I think one of them, because of the terrible singing, is Pearl Jam. Is it?
Pearl Jam. And?
I don't mind stealing bread from them. No, all I can hear is the stupid song in my head. Soundgarden.
It is Pearl Jam Soundgarden.
I hate 90s rock so much. I can't.
That was perfect the way you answered that.
Well, I know I made my brother-in-law proud because he loves Pearl Jam.
Oh, really?
He does.
Oof. Sorry, Pat.
No, the other one, JR.
Oh, JR. Oh, never mind.
He loves Pearl Jam.
Well, in that case, I'm sorry, Pat.
Yeah. All right.
That would be like, I would never.
Yeah, he's like, how dare you?
All right, let's get this over with. It is an
let's
orange
get
pod.
This over with.
No, I'm happy for you. And this is definitely another shite.
Woo! Is it like Crocs?
It's not far off.
Oh, come on, man.
How many minutes we got left?
Four. I can't slow play 4 minutes.
That's going to be rough. Which women's fashion piece popularized?
Okay, maybe we can slow play 4 minutes.
I'll pull it up.
Poppycosh.
Which women's fashion piece popularized by British royals is a cross between a hair accessory and a mini hat? If you know this, I'm going to be like, you... Oh my god, you bitch. Really?
So.
Why do you know this? Why
do I don't know if I know this, but I think I know what it
you
is.
You laughed, so you know this. I know think you I know this one. You do know this.
So, when...
Give me your man card right now for knowing this one.
No, no, so... a couple of friends and I, we,
You have a couple of friends that wouldn't figure this out. Oh my, go. Story, let's hear.
Yeah, so, we got time.
We've got time.
Because I think I know it. But, so we watched the marriage of the prince and princess.
I'm sorry. And there, hold on.
No, no.
Oh my god.
And there was a drinking game attached to it.
Okay, well, you got better now. Okay.
And...
Card saved.
I remember this was... one of the worst days we've ever had, because I don't know if, like, it seems like, so a while back ago there was a drinking game associated with the NBA draft, and every time Jay Billis said, like, you know, length or motor or something like that, you had to do whatever, take a drink, do yep. whatever, finish your beer. And it seems like he caught wind of it, because every time he spoke, it seemed like he was dropping these ones more than normal.
More than normal.
Yeah. So it seemed like the people...
He was trying to get people trashed.
Right.
He was sponsored by whatever beer company
right.
he had.
Oh, I got so sure, it sure. seems like the people at E! Entertainment were doing the same thing.
Okay.
Because I think the word is fascinator.
Okay.
And I... Because I think there was at least one person that had a really rough day because of that.
Wow.
Because I think the people that were, like, recording it or, like, doing yes. the voiceover, like, well, this isn't quite a hat. It's, like, in between. And the,
it's a fascinator.
Yeah. It's like, ah, again, how did they know that? But, yeah, I think that's what the answer is.
Okay, so, wow.
Should I get the, should I just finish this? Is that not right, or?
Just put the pie in there. Piece of crap. Put the pie in there, and also pull out your guy card, your man card, because every guy is sitting here going, first off, you watch E?
Only for this one time.
Oh, my bad. You watched the royals get married?
Because it was an event.
Man, how many men have actually sat there and said, you know what? I need to take some time out of my day. I got to watch William and Kate get married. I got to watch Harry.
If I'm not mistaken, I think they got married in the summer, so...
Oh, fuck me! Are you kidding me?
I only have one job at the time instead of my normal three.
Well,
so.
Yeah, of course, because, you know, you only had one job at the time, so what else are you going to do, you know, between soaps and watching the worlds get married?
Well, I mean, General sense. Hospital wasn't on it. It was on reruns in the summer.
Good points. Good
and all my children.
Well, I was going to say, Susan what Lucci. Was Young and the Restless doing at the time,
well, I
huh?
I don't know.
Was Passion still on? Oh, my God.
Young and the Restless is for children.
I am growing a uterus as we talk right now here, sir. Holy smokes. There's actual fascinator banned from the Royal Ascot Royal Enclosure. Wow. That is weird the way this is actually worded this way.
The Royal Ascot? What?
Banned from... the Royal Ascot Royal Enclosure, where hats are required.
Huh.
Wow. Congratulations, sir. You won once again.
I wish...
You lost your man card.
Did I?
Where is the I know we have a paper shredder in here. Where is it?
Wow.
I'm shredding your man card
in this,
that one.
That just happens to be the end of the episode. So.
Oh, gee golly. What a note to end on, sir.
I mean.
If they ever sit there and question whether or not we don't have enough women on this show, guess what? You just covered it for us, sir. Well done.
I like to think that there is knowledge that is not precluded to either any gender. I think that.
Fascinator.
Okay. I can feel the disdain in your voice. And I'm just going to say.
Yeah.
I'll. I don't know why I know some things I do. I just do.
You just do.
I just do.
You just know shit and drink beer?
A lot, yeah.
A lot, yeah.
And, like, there's been episodes where, you know, we have definitely struggled. We've been on the struggle bus.
Yeah, that's true. That's
the
true.
Sun Up, the, you know, the famous Sun Up, the famous Steel Reserve.
Okay, hold on. Wait. Now, here's the way I look at Sun Up and the way you look at Sun Up. Sun Up was a struggle for you. For me, I was a champion ready to do battle because, one, I wasn't really answering any questions. But I was drinking harder and harder than anyone had ever drank.
You definitely sound like a pirate right there and put the rat in pirate.
What are you talking about? This is the best Viking accent I've ever had.
But I don't know if that's what Vikings actually sound like.
In Norway, hardy, hard. No, not like
in
that.
In Norway, we have beards and Russian trolls.
We have Viking called Blackbeard. Light his beard on fire. No, that's not
I don't normal. Think that. Yeah, Edward Teach was definitely not Norwegian.
Are you sure?
No, but I'm pretty sure.
Shit. All right, well, that sounds like a good reason to end this podcast.
Anyway, Two Brothers, we thank you for having a wonderful beer, and we've definitely enjoyed pinball and are going to try the other your other selections. I've heard the Imperial is pretty good.
I've heard things.
And I look forward to trying the rest of your portfolio, especially your coffee and your spirits. I'm already a big fan.
I'm no wizard, but I do like the pinball.
Yeah. And, I like that. Great job there, Tommy.
I thought this was amazing. You know, it's a good. I won't say it's a chugger beer.
No.
But it's a good. It's a damn good sipping beer. And again, what I like most about the Two Brothers Artisan Brewing is they really kind of hold to what is important to us when it comes to family.
Yep.
Sustainability.
Yep.
You know, and putting out an amazing product independently. So we thank you guys. Remember, use rideshare devices, phone a friend, be that guy, sleep on the couch, be safe, but do not drive drunk. Watch out for those warning signs, those buzz warning signs.
Yep.
Follow us on drinks on Twitter at drinks trivia.
Trivial.
I never get that one right.
Drinks Trivial.
Drinks
just,
at
it's
drinks
just flipping
trivial.
It.
It's flipping it. It's flipping it. It's a bit of a flip. It's
yeah.
A flip.
Flippy floppy.
Flippy floppy. at
Drinks Trivial.
Drinks Trivial.
On Twitter.
On Twitter. And then at Facebook and Instagram, trivial.drinks.podcast. We can't wait to talk to you. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah, website coming soon.
We have a website coming soon. Isn't that great? We're getting it official here, sir.
There's things that are in the works. We are building this up thanks to your support. If you like what we're doing, please share, please
growing.
Subscribe.
It's great. And, we thank you guys for helping us out because if it wasn't for you, I mean, we're doing everything we can, but we need your help, and you guys are helping, and we appreciate that 120%.
Definitely. And we look forward to having some new voices on and as we move into February.
Are we already there?
I think
we
so.
Might be.
We're...
This is episode 20... Oh, my God.
What are we...
This is 24, I think 4?
Yeah.
This one might be 24.
We'll be moving into February and talking about, maybe some beer.
What do we
love.
Do for our 25th anniversary of beer drinking? I mean, trivia drinking.
I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
It should be. I mean, we've been friends for 25
years.
We've been 25 episodes in. This is a big deal.
This is a big deal.
Yeah.
We might have to make a big deal out of this, like a huge production and everything.
Well, we'll strike up the band. We'll call some people in.
We should call it, yeah.
Yeah, because it's going to be local?
Be a local. Ooh. Wow, what a great way to do it.
Yeah.
Ooh, we might have to go at an undisclosed location that actually is disclosed.
Mm-hmm. Might have to,
ooh, Nelly.
Might have to pick up something from a local brewer who is also exploring some new things.
Do we even go disclose? Like, maybe it's one of those where we sit there and go, you know what? Maybe we don't want to pick it up. Maybe we actually do it there.
Maybe. We'll see.
I'm just saying.
If we do, we'll let you know where we're at.
I say to you, sir, cheers.
To you.
To your health.
All right.
Have a great one, guys.
Take care.